There are 5,000 companies in the stock market, and you decide that you want to own 20 companies, and you have built your portfolio. And now the question is, how do you monitor stocks? What do you do after you create your portfolio? So in this video, I want to talk about how do you monitor your portfolio? What do you look for in the stocks that you have bought? So I have written down 11 points here, which I want to discuss with you. Number one, attend every annual general meeting. See, you are the owner of the company. You are the shareholder of the company. You have the right to ask questions to the CEO, CFO, or the board of directors of the company. So go and attend the annual general meetings. Attend every single annual general meeting of every company that you own in your portfolio. You must know what you own. So attend the AGM. These days they do it online, so it is great. It saves a lot of time. Number two, attend every quarterly conference call. These days we are lucky that companies are conducting quarterly conference calls for investors after they release their quarterly results, and these calls get recorded and get uploaded on YouTube. So in case if we miss the timing, we can at least go back and listen to the recordings. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, this much information was not available. So we as a generation of investors are very lucky that information is very readily available. You know, if a conference call goes on for 1 hour, you are listening to the management of the company talk for about 1 hour. That's a goldmine of information, right? Which you would not get by just reading an annual report. When a management of a company is talking, just by the tone of their voice, you can make a lot of conclusions. Number three, read the quarterly press release. Every quarter, the company has to release its results. So read those results. Compare that with the previous quarter. Compare that with the quarter of the previous year. All of this information is given there. Just by looking at the numbers, you will get to know how is business going on. Okay, you get a good idea of what happened in the company in the past 3 months. So quarter on quarter, keep track of your company and look for red flags. And if you find any red flags, ask the management what is going on with the company. Number four, read the Economic Times every day, because you might own a stock and the company might release something in the media, and you have to make sure you read that news articles because it is relevant to your portfolio. It might affect the value of your portfolio. If you don't like a decision taken by your company, you might want to exit that stock and replace it with some other stock. Read the Economic Times daily. Then listen to the management interviews on business news channels. So after every quarter, these business news channels, they connect with the management, top management of the company, and ask questions on behalf of investors, which is another goldmine of an information. Don't just sit in front of a business news channel and just randomly watch these news. These interviews sometimes are recorded specifically and uploaded on YouTube. So watch those YouTube videos. Those videos where the channel is interviewing the management of your company, the company that you own in your portfolio. Number six, ask for site visits. Some companies, they might arrange site visits or factory visits for their shareholders. So participate in that. If you physically visit a company, that will improve your confidence about the investment that you have made, if you like the way they are conducting the business. So go on site visits. Number seven, look at brokerage reports. Look at analyst reports, because these brokerage companies, they are doing a lot of research on these companies. They have an entire research department. They go into the details. They want to understand the industry, the business properly. And when they do all of this, they come up with a report, which is normally 7 to 8 pages. So if you read that report, a lot of the work that you are supposed to do, it's already been done by someone. And when you get a quick summary of that, a lot of your time is saved if you just read these analyst reports. And these are available online on some sites for free, because these reports are made public after a certain period of time. So that is another wealth of information, because there you will also learn certain points which might not have occurred to you, or the analyst might disagree with your opinion. So you want to know what is on the other side of the coin. The real investor is the one who will look at both the sides of the coin. If you get into confirmation bias, or if you are looking for only information which is positive about the company, then you are missing out on something. You overlooked a certain point about the company. That is why you need to read analyst reports. Number 8, look at YouTube videos where these YouTubers are analyzing the company. Some YouTubers do fundamental analysis of companies. So if they are doing a fundamental analysis on the company that you own, listen to what the guy has to say. Maybe he has covered a point in that video which you have not thought of. Maybe that YouTuber has a better understanding of the business than what you have. So when you listen to all of these people, your knowledge about the company, not just information, but the knowledge about the company improves. Your opinion about the company might change as well, because you know something about the company which you did not know before, and you might want to exit the company as well. So take in this information, even if it doesn't confirm with your view, at least take in the information and then make a decision accordingly. Number 9, when you read the newspaper, look at industry specific news which is relevant to your stock. So for example, if you own a lubricant oil company, so now you have to read what is happening in the automobile sector. You also have to read what is happening in the electric vehicle space, because both of these will have an effect on lubricant oil business. So look at those news pieces which affect the value of your portfolio. Okay. Number 10, use what is called as the scuttlebutt approach, which was proposed by Phil Fisher in his book, Common Stocks, Uncommon Profits. You can talk to the customers of the company. You can talk to suppliers of the company. You can talk to existing employees, former employees of the company. That will give you a lot of information about the way the company is conducting business. So that will improve your knowledge and confidence about the company. Or sometimes you might come across some red flags as well, which will prompt you to exit the stock and replace it with some other company which you have studied. And number 11, read every single annual report that your companies are releasing. Annual report is a wealth of information. They take a lot of time to prepare these reports. So if you do all of these 11 things which I have told you on a particular stock, imagine how much knowledge you will gain over a period of time about the companies that you own. So for example, if you own a company for 5 years, this means that you have read 5 annual reports. Every year they release 4 quarterly press releases. So which means you have, there are 4 quarters in 1 year. So in 5 years, there will be 20 quarters. So every quarter you are reading something about the company for 20 consecutive quarters. You are reading about the company. So the story of the company gets built into your mind, and you become very knowledgeable about the company, which is very valuable information. This will improve your confidence about the business, your understanding about the business, and it will either keep you invested in the company or make you exit the company and replace it with some other company which you have been studying. So do all these things if you want to monitor your portfolio properly. It is a lot of work. Just creating a 20 stock portfolio out of 5,000 companies, that's easy. But maintaining the value of the portfolio, growing the value of the portfolio, you need to keep track of what is going on with these companies. Thank you so much.